Some municipal police today tried to destroy market stalls erected by vendors at Copacabana and urging the street traders to relocate to new vending sites that have been set up by the city council, a move that was resisted by the vendors. Promise Mkwananzi, programs coordinator of the Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization, told Studio 7 that the actions of the municipal police were unjustified because council has not yet put up proper infrastructure at the newly designated vending sites.
About 50 police officers were milling around the city, initially trying to persuade people to leave their sites and trying to intimidate them to do so. But the vendors flatly refused to leave, insisting that government must address the economic challenges in the country, must create employment, must resuscitate industry, so that when they leave, they have alternative places to go.
Mkwananzi urged the council to ensure that all the street traders were accommodated in stores that have proper infrastructure and are moved after government has agreed with all stakeholders on proper ways of relocating vendors. He added that authorities should ensure that they create employment and put the country's economy back on track first before evicting the street vendors.
You can never totally eliminate the issue of vendors. It will always be there. The proliferation of vendors is an indication of a deep-seated economic crisis that must be arrested immediately by government and other stakeholders.
The board secretary of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, Justice Manai, who also sells some wares in Harare street pavements, condemned the municipal police actions. He tells Studio 7 that removing vendors from the streets would have a negative impact on their lives as the economic downturn shows no signs of abating.
Our livelihoods emanate from the day-to-day sales we make in the streets. I go to Mbari every morning. I hold bananas, apples and the like. Come into the CBD and sell those wares to passers-by and well-wishers. I make my living from that.
Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni said his council's policy is that no vendor will be forcibly evicted from the city center.
As far as I know, our team that is trying to handle this, whether from a communication or from an operations perspective, have tried to handle it in a humane and professional fashion.
Meanwhile, the drama at townhouse over the suspension of town clerk Tendai Mahachi continued today, with Manyenyeni giving him a 2-day ultimatum to submit his employment profile. This comes after Mahachi returned to resume his duties at townhouse yesterday, less than a week after being sent on forced leave. The Harare mayor told a news conference that he would now engage the newly appointed Minister of Local Government, Sevia Kasukwere, over Mahachi's matter. But Kasukwere noted that he was still new in the ministry and would want to get an insight into the affairs of the Harare City Council before making any pronouncements. Mahachi was suspended for allegedly failing to give the city salary schedules for council executives. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.